Order! Order!
The year in the House began, as it's done since the first MMP Parliament in 1996, with the Prime Minister's statement.
Mr. Speaker, the government starts the year with a very full programme in front of it. Our driving goal is to lead a step change in New Zealand's economic performance.
Although National's John Key took his full allotment of 20 minutes to outline his programme, the ensuing debate was dominated by just one sentence.
The government is also carefully considering a modest increase in the rate of GST to no more than 15%.
Mr. Key then listed the measures required to counter any increase in GST.
Across-the-board reductions in personal taxes, as well as upfront increases in benefits, New Zealand superannuation, and working for families payments.
But opposition leader Phil Goff said Mr. Key's National-led government could not be trusted.
There is no way that they will implement that to be fair to all New Zealanders.
While Mr. Goff led Labour and the Greens in opposition to any rise in GST, Progressive MP Jim Anderton set the scene for the following day's question time.
Mr. Speaker, Monday, October the 20th, 2008, National leader John Key told a press conference this morning that if National is elected and does a, quote, half-decent job, end quote, at growing the economy, then increasing GST will not be necessary. A half-decent job. Well, presumably, they haven't even done a half-decent job. They have done no job at all.
Next day, the first question of the year for the Prime Minister was this one from Mr. Goff.
On what basis does he claim a mandate for increasing GST when he explicitly promised the nation that he wouldn't do so?
The Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, I never made that promise. What I said was I wouldn't raise GST to cover deficits, and we're not.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker.
Phil Goff sought leave to table a DVD.
Where the Prime Minister explicitly promises not to raise GST.
Leave is sought to table that document. Is there any objection?
There wasn't, so Mr. Goff tried to table another document.
Which says National is not going to raise GST. National wants
order,
to cut taxes,
order,
not
order,
raise taxes.
Order. The member has not indicated to have.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Speaker. This is today from stuff.co.nz.
Order.
Article by Tracy
order.
Watkins.
Order. The member knows that I'm seeking leave to table stuff that's in the common media is no longer approved in the House.
News of Lockwood Smith's ban on tabling items from the common media had not reached Labour's Jacinda Ardern.
I seek leave to table an article titled Minister Concerned About Youth Intentions from the New Zealand Herald, dated 1st of February.
Ordered. Is this an article from New Zealand Herald recently?
It is.
Oh, we're not going to do that. That brings to a close...
The Speaker's ban on tabling the Herald didn't stop Education Minister Anne Tolley from holding up its front page for all to see when asked if she'd seen any reports supporting the implementation of national standards in primary schools.
Mr. Speaker, I've received several reports. I've seen the results of a New Zealand Herald survey in which 73.2% of respondents... 73% of respondents said they supported the introduction of standards for reading, writing and maths in their children's primary school.
Debate on the Prime Minister's statement was interrupted on Wednesday for former Greens co-leader Jeanette Fitzsimons to deliver her valedictory, including her reflections on the institution to which she had devoted the past 13 years.
This place on which we pin such hopes as the pinnacle of democracy has proved itself incapable of responding to the crises that threaten to overwhelm us. As an institution, it is asleep, often in denial, often preoccupied with trivia.
Jeanette Fitzsimons wondered how Parliament would be judged by her grandchildren in 30 years' time.
What will they think of a Parliament more preoccupied with its own privileges than with the good of humanity? A Parliament that spent far more passion and energy on where Bill English parks his car than on where we will get the oil to run it.
Jeanette Fitzsimons entered Parliament in 1996. Her replacement off the Greens list is Gareth Hughes. Age 28, the Green Peace worker will be the youngest MP in the House. He'll be sworn in on Tuesday when Parliament resumes at 2 p.m. I'm Tom Frewen, and this programme was brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.